Hello dear students, this is Sylvia from ACS 1 Kalpakkam. I welcome you to the third, which is the last module of this very unique chemistry chapter, Carbon and its Compounds. In this module, we will come across the skeleton structures of long chain, branch chain and closed ring carbon compounds. Next, we will look into the details of isomerism. Then we will discuss about homologous series. Finally, we will study about how to represent carbon compounds in the form of electron dot structures. Here, children, please have a look at the skeleton structure of long chain, branch chain and closed ring carbon compounds. Now children, let us have a detailed study about isomerism. Carbon compounds having the same molecular formula but different structural formulae are called isomers. This property is called isomerism. Here we can see an example of butane whose molecular formula is C4H10. It has two isomers. They are normal butane and isobutane. Normal butane has a straight chain structure, whereas isobutane has a branch chain structure. Both these structures have the same molecular formula, but they differ in their structural formulae. Hence, they are the isomers of butane. Let us study one more example of isomers. Here we have an example of pentane whose molecular formula is C5H12. It has three isomers. They are normal pentane, isopentane and neopentane. Here we see normal pentane has got a straight chain structure, whereas isopentane and neopentane are branch chain structures. So, here we understand that all these three structures are different, whereas their molecular formula is the same. Hence, these three are the isomers of pentane. Well, children, here you can see some examples of closed ring carbon compounds. In addition to straight and branched carbon chains, some compounds have carbon atoms arranged in the form of a ring. For example, cyclohexane has the formula C6H12. Similarly, benzene has the formula C6H6. Now, students, we will go into the detailed study of homologous series. What are homologous series? Homologous series is a group of carbon compounds having similar structures, similar chemical properties, and whose successive members differ by a CH2 group. Example, alkanes, alkenes, alkynes, etc. First, let us see alkanes. Alkanes have a general formula CnH2n+2. Their names end with ANE and the members are as follows: methane, CH4, ethane, C2H6, propane, C3H8, butane, C4H10, pentane, C5H12. Here you can see the structural formulae of three alkanes, that is methane, ethane and propane. Now let us study in detail about alkenes. Alkenes have general formula CnH2n. Their names end with ene and the members are as follows: ethene C2H4, propene C3H6, butene C4H8, pentene C5H10. Here, children, you can observe some of the structures of alkenes like ethene, propene and butene. Well, now we come to alkynes. Alkynes have the general formula CnH2n minus 2. Their names end with Yne and their members are as follows. Ethyne C2H2, propyne C3H4, butyne C4H6. Here children, please observe some of the structures of alkynes such as ethyne, propyne and butyne. Finally children, let us study about how to make electron dot structures. Please observe these slides very carefully and study them. We will find that these electron dot structures have got the circular representation with dots and crosses indicating the valence electrons. Here you have the structures of methane, ethane, ethene, propene, ethyne and propyne. So children, we have come to the end of the third and the final module of this chapter. Let us summarize the concepts that we learnt in this module. First, we came across the skeleton structures of carbon compounds. Then, we studied about isomerism. Next, we discussed about homologous series with the help of examples. And finally, we saw the method of making electron dot structures. Well, students, I hope you all understood the various concepts of carbon and its compounds. Hope that you thoroughly enjoyed this presentation. Wish you all the best, dear children, and thank you so much for your patient listening.